Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are asking, what are you afraid of? How can you identify, confront, and move beyond your fears? My guests are Pastor Dante King of the Forward Church in Prince George's County and Roz G., transformational speaker and dream ambassador. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Roz, before I continue, I want to know, what's a dream ambassador?
Wow, that is good. So an ambassador is a representative, mm-hmm. right? So it's a representative on behalf of someone or an agent. So I know it sounds a little fancy, but it's really representing the dreams and representing everything that's more so stop the dreams of people. Mm-hmm. So that is a dream ambassador. The short name of that is the DA. And so I travel across the country telling people that they really are the evidence. So
okay, I thought you were talking about dreams like in your sleep. You know, you're talking about dreams as in goals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to keep you out of my head. Let me go.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good to keep you out of my head. Out of my dreams. There we go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Delonte calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I want to just take my call.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to give a few points on this topic. Thank you guys for having this topic. I'm a millennial, and I'm very young in my profession. And, my profession is public speaking. That's one of the things I do. And I used to have a lot of fear on just getting in front of a crowd and, whether people would take you serious because of my young age. And one of my mentors told me, the only thing that was in front of me was myself. I was holding myself back, and he told me that I was the only person that was labeling me as young. Mm-hmm. So I had to face my fear, and just face my fear, just keep going, and you'll eventually get it right. And then I wanted to reference a point that was in a book called Think and Grow Rich. And Napoleon Hill, he talks about...
Delonte, I'm sorry, your connection is really bad, and I was trying to kind of work through it, and I got that first point. But if you can, give us a call back, and maybe we can pick you up on another line. But I just don't have a good connection, so we certainly apologize. If you can, it's 202-319-7810. We'll let you finish your point. Let me go to Katrina. Katrina calling from Maryland. Katrina, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I have a couple points and then a question.
Well, make them quickly. We've got a lot of folks on the line.
I sure will. I think having the spirit or a spirit of fear is bad, but having an element of fear, I think, is a built-in mechanism that we all have as humans that causes us to pause and kind of think about the options and weigh the consequences of certain decisions. So I don't think fear in its entirety is bad. I think it's bad when you allow fear to paralyze you, as I think one of the one of your guests had mentioned. So my question is, when you find that fear is actually paralyzing you in terms of moving forward, what are some of the helpful things that you can do to kind of move beyond that?
Well, real quickly, and I'll let Roz go. You mentioned fear, cautious, being cautious and fearful are two different things. So it's no such thing as good fear. You should be cautious of what you don't know, that something could hurt you, but that's not fear. Fear is something that prevents you from going forward. Fear is something that cripples you. I just wanted to say that and before Roz answered that question, because a lot of people think I'm being cautious or I'm being fearful for my own good. No, you're being fearful because you're afraid to do something. You're being cautious because you need to look out for yourself.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. And just to piggyback on what he said, yeah, don't make fear your friend. It is definitely an enemy. It is here to stop you. It is here to stop you. So don't make it your friend. And even though, you know, sometimes the presence of it will be throughout your life, you have to treat it as an enemy to stop it, to annihilate it. And also, there are going to be many times in life, and we all have to do, we do it afraid. We do it even though everything doesn't pan out. So the biggest thing I want you to take away is, like, know what fear is. It is an enemy. It does not have any benefits that it wants to deliver from you. And so you treat it as such. And remember that faith is really your friend that's going to get you to where you want to go.
But here's a question specifically for what I think Katrina is getting at. So say Katrina wants to be a world-class singer, but Katrina is tone deaf and she can't sing, and you know she can't sing, and I know she can't sing, and the pastor knows she can't sing, but Katrina doesn't know she can't sing, but that's her dream. How do you convince someone, or do you convince someone not to follow their dream when you believe it'll be a nightmare for them?
Yes, that's a point that we have to hit reality. Mm-hmm. I would love to be a supermodel and model bikinis, but I have a big belly. And so no matter how mad I would like to do it, reality sits in, and people who love me will tell you, don't do that. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes we try to mask it as if something I really want to do. I'll say this about fear, and I know Roz has something to say. Passion is permission to pursue your purpose. If you're not passionate about it, fear will stop you. But if you are passionate about it, fear cannot stop you. If you pursue a male, or you pursue a date, you want to date someone, if you're passionate about it, they could tell you no 50 times. You will approach them because passion is your permission to pursue your purpose. If you don't have passion, fear will stop you every time.
Wow. And I'm just going to say, I'm going, with that, I love it. I love it. So we're talking about, you know, speaking to your question, we're really talking about, you know, truth, right?
Yeah.
And so we're talking about truth. Yes. So hopefully you have some great friends in your circle that's just going to tell you the truth, you know. But then inside, you also know the truth. I believe that we all have that a divine DNA that shows us what our purpose is. And so as you go along, as you go along through life and as you're going through your potential, you'll know, like this is just not truth. I'm just chasing a fantasy, which will end up as a nightmare and not my dream. So make sure you stay on that path of purpose and stay on the path.
Okay, Katrina, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Michelle, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Okay, hello. Hi. I was listening, and the lady took a long time up, but I was listening. And to make it, because I know you have other callers on it. And so my fear is this. I worked at Howard University in Founders Library. Before that, I had 10 years in the federal government. And so, but 1991, I started using drugs and drinking.
Okay.
Drugs. And so I met my ex-husband there. He never looked back, but I had 2.5 years clean. When I got clean, I was so fearful. I didn't know how to handle the other side unless I was in, stayed in the program, and earned a scholarship to college. It's as long as you maintain a C and with the college.
Well, Michelle, what's your question? I get the journey. What's your question specifically?
How do I overcome my fear?
Of?
Because when I get clean, I'm scared.
And so you're, let me, so are you afraid that you may relapse?
I'm afraid of the other side of dealing with life without drinking beer, and I'm so afraid.
I see. Okay, go right ahead, please.
Oh, yes, it's a fear that you've never been there before, so you don't even know how to handle that part of life. I'll say this, I'll use this analogy. If you ever skydive, the biggest risk and the biggest fear is when you're in the plane. So you're safe in the plane, but you're very afraid of jumping out. Once you jump out of the plane, the fear is gone, but the risk is there. Okay? So you just have to realize the biggest risk is over once you took the step to be clean. So the fear is gone. Now you jumped out of the plane. So you have nothing to be afraid of about relapse. You're on the other side of good. And so don't allow fear to tell you you can't make it. You'll fall back. Last thing I'll say, and I'm not a counselor, but surround yourself with people who have overcome and taken this journey as well. They'll encourage you. They'll push you to go forward because they've jumped out the plane as well. And they're on the other side of clean. And you can stay there. I've been on that side where you've been on. And I've been over on this side. And trust me, you can maintain it. Do not be afraid of going back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michelle, and good luck to you. I'm sure you'll do just fine. We have faith in you. How about that?
Yes.
So you hang in there. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Peggy calling from Temple Hills. Thanks for calling, Peggy. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I've overcome a lot of fear in my life, and I just wanted to say that I kept telling myself, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to just step out on faith and do it. The first fear I overcame was swimming. The second one was jumping off a diving board. I kept doing it until I did it. My third fear was going back to school. I kept, like the lady before, the caller before, talking about my age. Well, once my kids were grown and I said, they don't need me anymore, I need to do this for me. So at 55, I went back to school. And I'm in my last year to get my bachelor's of science and communications. So I'm
excellent
very proud of myself for that.
You
I've
should
been a legal
be.
Secretary for 37 years, and I want to do something else. I love to write. It's my first passion, and that's what I'm doing. And to the lady that was that's the journalist that says she wants to write, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? You write every day for a living. I don't understand that mentality. So just do it. Louise Hay, who's the owner of Hay House Publishing, she started her publishing company at 76, so she's 62. So what can you do from 62 to 76?
Yeah. Before I let you go, I did want to ask my experts here about what they're hearing. I hear confidence and...
It took a lot of reading the Bible and hearing God speak to me saying... Fear nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't make you out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, Peggy, if I may, Pastor, talk to me. I hear a lot of confidence. I would even, and obviously we didn't know her before she achieved these series.
I was so timid.
But hold on for a minute, Peggy. But now I don't hear her being timid. I hear confidence. I hear strength, swag, the whole bit. Am I off base here?
You're not off base. An amazing thing. And I don't know you, but I promise and I guarantee you overcame that fear when you stepped in class the first time, when you got your syllabus, when you ordered your books. So you're 3 years into the journey. But the moment you stepped in, I think when you signed up for classes and you paid your money, you had overcome the fear right there. So that's what we hear, the confidence. We hear the fact that you've overcome something you thought you could never do. And once you have one win or one victory, it tends to push us further. Like you say, you started swimming, then you moved to the diving board. Next thing we know, you'll be somewhere jumping off a cliff in Costa Rica. Because it's levels to that. So now you're not afraid of heights. So you'll keep going and going. But it's that one win. It's signing up for class. And I want our hearers, people who call in to understand, just do the one thing. Take the one step of overcoming your fear. It starts with one step.
Okay.
I was fearful of swimming when I was a kid. So I kept going to the swimming pool until I wasn't afraid to swim. Then I wanted to challenge myself and get on that diving board. I saw everybody else doing it, and I just kept coming every day looking. And finally, I got up the nerve, and I got on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my first dive. And I did 27 dives.
Wow.
And then I wasn't afraid anymore.
Well, there you go.
I wanted to skydive when I was 22. Mm-hmm. So I took lessons, and I actually jumped out of a plane.
Well,
there you go.
Well, Peggy, thank you so much. And you keep diving, keep jumping, keep studying.
You are the evidence of this conversation.
And invite us to the graduation party. So thank you so much. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to try to talk to Delonte again. He's on the line. We're talking about identifying and confronting your fears and then moving past that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about fear. What are you afraid of? How can you confront your fears and move past them? Let me go back to the phone lines. Delonte calling from D.C. Delonte, are you there?
Yes, yes. How you doing?
That sounds so much better. Thank you so much for not being afraid to call back. So what's on your mind? What's your question, if any?
Well, I don't necessarily have a question. I have more so of a comment of how I overcame my fear. And just
go ahead.
Help out the callers as well. Well, you know, me being in the profession that I'm in, I'm very young. I'm 25. So I used to have a lot of fear of getting in front of people, a large group of people, and talking, like public speaking. And I just remember my mentor was telling me, you know, I used to tell him that, hey, you know, people think I'm young. You know, he said, well, nobody's saying that but you. You're the only person that's telling yourself that. So, you know, I just want to tell people, you know, have better conversations with yourself. And I'm also, it was a book that I was reading called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, right. Okay. I've heard of that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I highly recommend it to a lot of people. And it's not all about money. It's just talking about how to think positive. But he said the only limitations that you have in life is what you place upon yourself.
Mm.
So that really stuck out to me. And then also in terms of fear, you got to just run. You got to attack your fears. Keep attacking it. Keep attacking your fears. And then a lot of people are afraid of rejection. But you got to remember this, everybody. The people who are willing to accept the most rejections are the people who's most accepted today. Think about Michael Jordan. Think about Steve Jobs. If they were to listen to the people that told them no, we would not know them for what they are known for today. So that's all I wanted to tell everybody.
Well, Delonte, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment. What do you think about that, Ross?
I think, first of all, I just want to say that I commend you for, and I won't use the word being so young, and I'm certainly not going to disclose my age, but I just want to commend you for going forth and realizing that, yes, it's those limiting beliefs that could have stopped you. And, you know, you talk about speaking in front of large crowds and, you know, speaking in large crowds and doing things that you've never done before. But once you remove those barriers, once you dismantle the lie, and I have to call fear for what it is, which is a lie, is false evidence appearing real. Once you make an intentional decision to dismantle the lie, you can realize that you can move forward. So I just want to pass it over to Pastor for any comments and just keep going forward.
You have to prepare yourself for the possibilities of what you may face. In other words, if I told you there was a lion in the middle of the road, and you would be prepared to face the lion, even though you may be afraid of lions. If I don't prepare you and the lion shows up, you're going to be afraid. So prepare yourself for what you could face. Maybe no one ever come to your speaking engagement. Maybe they'll boo you, but are you prepared for the possibilities of what you could face? And it takes fear off the table if you prepare yourself ahead of time.
What about roadblocks that are outside of you? It's one thing, of course, to procrastinate, which you suggested, Pastor, is the first step, or fear of failure or fear of success. But are there things that will prevent you from moving forward that may be outside of your control?
Well, a lot of things can prevent you from moving forward. You don't need to be afraid of it. Your credit score could prevent you from moving forward. But some people are afraid to address that. You act like credit is cancer. But credit is curable. You can cure credit, unlike cancer. So you have to face it. So, yeah, there are barriers to entry, but are you willing to face them? Or will you allow that, once again, to be a point of fear and you back away from doing it? Some things you cannot control. Some things you have to control. We can't control how people view you, but you can change the way you present yourself.
Roz, don't people have to make changes sometimes in order to address fears, removing people, removing situations, even changing circumstances in order to address those fears?
Absolutely. That is good. Absolutely. I am a strong believer that you cannot see the full manifestation of your destiny until you are completely delivered from people. So not only do you have to, you know, deal with the inner me, but you have to be delivered from people. What do I mean when I say that? A lot of fear is surrounded by what other people think. What will people think of me? What will someone say? And these are often conversations that are totally fictitious. These are just things that come up in us. So the people factor has to be dealt with before you, I believe, that you can go on with your journey.
Yeah, you just said something that touched a nerve. And mm-hmm. I think this is, you know, without getting too, you know, deep into, you know, the weeds, I think that, you know, historically, you know, African Americans politically, socioeconomically have been behind because of fear. Some may say that you don't want to, you know, do this because of, you know, what this other group may think or the challenges that may come up. And then some have kind of broken through. And then you have other communities which are taught from day one to be fearless. How do we teach our children to be fearless without being over the top? Or do you have to be over the top even with your children? You know,
you have to model that for them. They have you do that. I'm a vice president of a solar company, and a lot of African Americans won't allow solar, or they're afraid of solar because they don't know anything. But my children have seen me champion it, so it makes sense to them. So the more we break those barriers of fear down for our children, it's taking a step would make sense to them. They won't have that hindrance or that mental handicap because, like I said earlier, they've seen it modeled and they'll know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also, as parents, we have to be very careful that we are not bringing in these limitations and limiting beliefs. And, you know, some of that stuff started at Walmart with, no, you can't get that for $7, right? Mm-hmm. What is teaching, what those kinds of, that kind of mindset is just teaching to shrink down, to dummy down, to be afraid, that doesn't cost a whole lot. We need to be big in the way we think, big in the way we speak. And that needs to be exemplified through our community, because we're okay when it comes to other people and maybe some other cultures doing big things. But when it comes to us, now we only think that Beyonce and Jay-Z, and we never think about me. We just keep looking at who are they and the next person who's doing it big. And I want to, you know, let the audience know on tonight, no, you're designed to do it big. It's in you. But if you keep scaling yourself down, scaling your own potential down and whatever that God has called you to do, then that's going to be the result. That is going to be the result.
Is that about making do, as often we're taught to? Because, again, like mm-hmm. I said, you want to talk about our history, mm-hmm. Because we didn't always have access right. to the finest, not finer, but the finest things in life that we were taught to, you know, to make do.
To be content, be satisfied. Yeah. It's right. good enough. You have a good government job. Be grateful. Why you want to start your own business? We've been taught to be content. And that's a great word, Harl. We've been taught to accept this and we it's good enough. But like I said, good can be the enemy of great. When there's greatness, I want great. And I serve a God that told me he can give me anything I can't even imagine. I want all of that.
But if you want to move people from good to great, how do you move people from good to great without addressing the issue of greed?
Well, greed is not an issue when it comes to great. Because mm-hmm. greed, you can be poor with greed. There's some people who have nothing that are still greedy, and that's why they can't get anything else. And so moving from good to great is a matter of you overcoming the fear of having things and being talked about, like Ross said, or being criticized about what you have. And we as African Americans don't feel good about our achievements. We have to almost apologize for it. You know, Harold has to apologize for his G5 jet. You know, Roz has to apologize for her Rolls Royce. Why do we have to apologize? Because we're afraid of what people will say. We're afraid we'll be marginalized by what we have. We have to overcome that.
Your thoughts about that, Roz?
Absolutely. And I think that we're living in the times now of this, some of the greatest opportunities ever in history. Mm-hmm. Now, we can sit and look at what's going on in the government. I mean, because these are all things that limit us as well, right? We stop looking within ourselves. We stop looking at what God has created us to be, our potential, our capacity. We'll check out media or something that's going on media and go, and then fear will come.
Yes.
And it's almost like a blindsided, blindsided tactic or scheme to kind of lull us to sleep in terms of what is happening. This is the greatest time, greatest opportunity, but it really just depends on what you believe, where your faith is, and what you're willing to go outside of and not consider as the norm.
Is that also a concern about even if you believe you can be great, that there is always a fear of the risk of falling as far as you have risen?
Yeah, but if you've fallen as far as you've risen, at least you've been there. Mm-hmm. If I go back to food stamps and government cheese, I've already been there.
But it makes great macaroni and cheese.
Does. You just cut it crooked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the thing is, we're afraid of going up there. And I always say this, and I've said this years ago. On my tombstone, I wanted to say, at least he tried. I don't want to go, my tombstone said he was scared to do. I'd rather have my epitaph be, he tried. Mm-hmm. He tried. He was crazy enough to try it. And that way my children come behind me and they can do what I tried to do. They can stand on my shoulders and do it. But we cannot have a fear of falling flat on our face. We've been there before. We've been broke before. Mm-hmm. Maybe the first time, last time you'd be broke. Try it, try it, try it. And you will finally hit and you achieve what you want to do.
I think that's a good place to end this conversation. Pastor Dante awesome. King and Roz G, thank you both awesome. For coming in. I appreciate it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, July 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.